This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another bigsmoke.com.au podcast from Jack and Dean on Joy.
The other day, speaking of candles, I had a bath on the weekend. You know, Sunday was a bit
Sunday was a bit wet.
Yeah, but I had a bath, some lovely alone time with the candles and everything. It was really nice.
Oh, yes, yes.
And speaking of alone time, apparently there's been an increase in people wanting to spend time alone. Not with me in my bath, but alone time. And joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us all about it. Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, do you enjoy alone time?
Yes, I was actually thinking about this because when the research came out, I thought, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But then I thought about it and I thought, well, is it alone if you're with your dog?
I don't think so. No, because it's another life force. It's another soul.
Yeah. So I think, because I was thinking, I thought I do things alone all the time, but I'm actually always with my dog. So no. But this is really about a new way of people holidaying and enjoying things. So in the past, if you wanted to see a movie, you'd take your partner or your friends. But now people are going alone to the movies. They're going alone to dinner. You know, 15 years ago, you'd be in a cafe, and if there was a person there eating dinner at night, you'd assume that they were on a business trip.
Yes.
Just in the area. But actually now people are going to dinner on their own and enjoying it. And there's been an increase in millennials and women going on worldwide tours and holidays and vacations by themselves.
Yeah, well, that's not a novelty for me. That's pretty much, you've just like described my life. That's what I do.
But do you do it because you want to do it, or do you do it because you don't have someone that would enjoy the same things as you enjoy?
Oh, I think both. No, I like my own company, wouldn't you? I'm an absolute card. But I like, it's just I'm used to it. Do you know what I mean? If people are, you know, maybe came out of a long-term relationship or something, like they might like to explore that or be like, oh, I'm not used to being by myself and it might be scary. But I'm like, no, that's kind of just what I've always done. I'm like, I want to go eat at this lovely place. I'm not going to, and maybe you do send a text out and no one wants to go. It's like, well, stuff it. I'll go anyway. And the alternative is just to sit there and wait until someone else wants to do something that you enjoy. Do it yourself.
I think that's the interesting part because if I went on holidays with someone, I think they would annoy me because they probably wouldn't want to do what I want to do.
And yes, that's an issue.
And so that's a part of it. But my godmother actually just went to Thailand by herself for the first time, and she joined one of those tours where they take you around. And she called me because she's Jewish, and she said, that's not why she called me, but she's Jewish, and she said on the phone, there are no other Jewish people here. I don't know what to do. Like, and it was... Yeah. It was coming into Shabbat, which is a Friday night dinner for the community. So she didn't enjoy it. And I thought to myself, it would have been better had she taken someone.
Yes.
Because she felt so out of place. I think it just depends. And I think for some people, they really love the idea of it. And then when they actually do it, they feel a bit lonely.
Yeah, I think like a holiday, like a long holiday, yeah, you'd have to be pretty comfortable with your own company. But you said earlier about going to the movies, and there have been times when I've taken myself off to a movie in the middle of the afternoon.
It's an alone thing to do.
Sat where I wanted to sit, saw the movie I wanted to see, didn't have to share my popcorn with no one.
No.
Loved it.
Yeah. And I think I went to a theatre production the other week, and there was a woman in our row, and she was by herself, and we said to her, are you on your own? She said, yes, nobody wanted to come to the play with me. And I thought, wow, I don't think I'd ever actually go to a play on my own. But why not?
No, of course. But, yeah, I have been to many movies by myself, but it's something that I don't often go because it's more something that partners go to because that's just thing that they kind of gravitate towards. Like, I happily go and have a drink by myself, or I'll go have dinner by myself, or breakfast more likely. But it's like, oh, yeah, I don't think about going to the movie. It's more of a date thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless it's a, you know, fancy pants thing.
But I also think, I wonder whether with social media and also with our devices now, like, I can go, sometimes I work from home, so on those days I will go and have breakfast at one of the local cafes, and I'll take my iPad with me, and I'll actually be still engaging with stuff.
Yeah.
While I'm in the cafe on my own. So I'm not really alone, I'm kind of still connecting.
I think that's the difference. I think because in the 90s, if you wanted to talk to your friend, you had to call their house phone and hope they were home to talk to you, and then you wouldn't hang on the phone for hours. Whereas now, if you're on your own all weekend, you don't really feel on your own because you've texted 10 people and you've been on Facebook and liking people's photos. And so even though we're not physically together, we feel connected. So maybe that's an element of why people are more comfortable with doing things alone, because it doesn't make them feel lonely because everyone's in their hands.
Yeah, do you know what I always find a bit strange? Because if I do go out to a bar by myself, you know, just after work or on my way home, I don't have a problem. Like, I'm never alone for long, especially travelling as well, because I just like, what are you about? Just talking to people and, like, having a chat and you sort of form relationships. Some people go to a bar, not a cafe, a bar, and read a book at the actual bar. Is that... What's that? I don't know how to code
a bar.
That.
Like an actual, like a pub bar.
Like an actual bar. Go drinking at a bar and sit at the bar, not on a table, and just read. And it's like, I want to be alone because I'm reading, but I'm also at a bloody bar. Like, I find it so weird.
Well, it's just loud. I mean, how can you concentrate?
Yeah. That's my thing. I wouldn't be able to read in it.
Like,
yeah.
You... Anyway, that's what the guy that I'm going on a date with does. Doesn't matter. But
I went on a date with a guy that actually took out a book at we went to a pub.
Yeah.
And he took out a book and put it on the table to show me that he reads.
Well, that's kind of cool, because you're an intelligent woman, so he was probably just like, this. Yeah. Was it an impressive book?
Yeah, but, like, he didn't know the book, because I asked him questions about it. He didn't know anything.
Oh, so it's just a prop. It wasn't really.
Oh, that was a prop.
No, that's not right.
Oh, God. Have you seen him again?
No.
Didn't work.
Because
prop
he
fail.
Made me pay for him.
Oh. He made you?
The book was dodgy, but the making me pay for him because he forgot his wallet.
Who forgets it? What about your iPhone, mate? You have your card.
Well, and this is the advantage of eating alone, dining alone. You don't have to pay for somebody else. You just pay for yourself. Yeah.
I'm happier alone if you have to deal with stupid book boy.
Yeah, sorry. At least show a book that you could answer about, like the questions about.
Yeah. Loser. Anyway.
I'm sure he's lovely if he's listening.
Anyway, I think it's important to enjoy your own company.
Exactly.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Look forward to speaking with you again next week.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.